This morning, there's no escaping the pain at the pump.
You know, the gas prices are high. Everybody can't afford those gas prices.
Gas prices now averaging $4.26 a gallon in the U.S. and approaching $7 in parts of California. Lawmakers in several states are trying to ease the burden. Maryland has become the first state to suspend its gas tax, shaving 36 cents off every gallon, saving the average driver about $5 per fill-up.
It's almost unheard of for a major piece of legislation to pass in such a short period of time and with such universal bipartisan support. But together, we have all risen to the occasion.
In Georgia, the governor signing a similar bill to eliminate the state's gas tax, about 29 cents per gallon through May. And in Michigan, the state Senate has voted to approve suspending its gas tax for 6 months. But Governor Gretchen Whitmer is not on board. She says it would hurt road repair and infrastructure projects funded by the gas tax. So instead, she wants the federal government to step in.
There's conversation at the federal level as to how we can help families.
Gas prices began climbing as inflation grew worse and supply chain issues unfolded. Then soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Republicans blame the Biden administration for hurting efforts to expand energy production here at home. No matter who you blame, many Americans are being forced to make changes. 59% of Americans say they plan to change their driving habits now that gas is more than $4 per gallon. And 3 out of 4 people say they'll try to drive less if prices top $5.